Welcome to Aware. We are dedicated to communicating information that inspires your positive growth and change. Are you interested in a peaceful planet? Are you interested in optimal health? Are you living with purpose? Are you enjoying your life? We realize each person can make a difference, and our mission is to empower your awareness. The choices that you make in every moment shape your life, and we encourage you to realize that you have your own answers and to always listen to your own truth. We invite you to stay aware.
Hello, welcome to the Aware Show's Neuro Summit 3. And yes, it's 3 because there is so much information that we want to give out in this particular series, because it's changed since the first time that we did it. The new research and development that's being done on the brain and the brain scans and all of those great studies is so awesome for what it is that we're talking about, which is practical everyday change. Do you want to create more money in your life? Would you like to have better health in your life? Would you like to improve your relationships? And what about your own relationship with yourself? Because it all starts there with the neuro self-talk. So we are talking today, and I'm really excited because John Assaraf has not only been a mentor to me for many, many years, but you probably don't even know this, but I have been listening to and using your product, Winning the Inner Game of, when it was called that, of wealth for years. And so has John, my husband. So a big fan, and the 13 different techniques that you layered in there, I'm just so blown away by, and we get to talk about all that today. So truly, John's product is one of my favorite brain entrainment technology products on the market. I use it, I own it, have for years, love it, love you, hi.
Hi, so good to be on, great to see you, you look awesome.
I know, it's been a couple, I don't know how long since I've talked to you, and I hear you all the time in my head, but to actually see you, you look amazing.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Happy and clear and, my goodness, healthy, really healthy.
Healthy. That's, you know what, after I turned 50, I want to make sure that the second half of my life is better than the first half of my life. And I had probably about 25 extra pounds on me that I didn't need, so I released it back into the universe and gave it to whoever needs it, and really just focused on being spiritually, emotionally, mentally, and physically super healthy. And it's been about 2-3 years since I've really paid a lot of focus on doing that. It's been working great.
Well, that's a great phrase, released it back into the universe of whoever needs it. That's a great phrase.
It served me for whatever reason during that time, and I didn't need it anymore.
Yep, absolutely. I get it. I completely get it. So, first of all, tell us a little bit about the concept of NeuroGym, and this is the name of your company and what it is that you have done for years. What is a NeuroGym?
Well, one of the things that I recognized many years ago was that, you know, Jack LaLanne made exercise, you know, hip and exercise something that people started to do to take care of their bodies and their organs. And what I started doing back in 1980 was daily innercising. And I was doing these mental workouts, whether it was through, you know, affirmations or visualizations or meditation or cognitively priming my brain for achieving the life that I wanted to achieve and releasing and letting go of the life that I didn't want or portions of it. And I came up with this term called innercising, and that was really the beginning of what I call deliberate conscious evolution. And so at NeuroGym, what we do is we do research with tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of people around the world using the latest evidence-based methodologies, things that research is showing us actually works in changing our brain, changing our thoughts, our perceptions, our feelings, our emotions, and then developing products and programs that people could utilize to make the change from the inside out while they're taking the behaviors from the outside to change the inside.
Yes.
And so NeuroGym was formulated, inner-sized, is a trademark that we went after and got, and now we're teaching people through our products and programs how to intersize every day and really make the most out of their lives.
Isn't it cool that what you were doing 80 years ago, you now know that meditation releases dopamine and that visualization increases serotonin? I mean, maybe you did know that, because I remember an interview I did with you. Oh, I think I looked it up. It was 2011. And wow. You were quoting brain science like I was so – and I said to you in that interview, I said, how do you know all this? I remember that. It was cool. I mean, you really – it's neat to know now that all of this exists.
Yeah, and we're just scratching the surface. You know, the interesting thing, Lisa, is I started to meditate 30 years ago when meditation was considered something that you did if you were a monk or from the Far East or a hippie.
Right.
It really allowed me to tap into my intuition, to tap into the field of intelligence. And just last night I was talking to a very, very dear friend of mine who's a lawyer, and I was asking him, as we were discussing Leonardo da Vinci. And if you think about Leonardo da Vinci, how he was able to tap into the intelligence that's in the universe and draw things like submarines and helicopters.
Right.
Drew things that we didn't even have the metals to
Wow.
create. And so I've been pretty fortunate to trust my gut and my intuition of where things are going. And I predicted many, many years ago that we would have, you know, brain-to-brain communication. And just in this last week, all right, there has been some science that just came out where they send a signal from one rat that's been trained to see a light and then run and go and get some food. And they sent that signal to a rat in another cell or another cage. And without the rat being trained to know what to do, it went and hit the levers to get some food. And so I've been predicting that the next evolution of our species is really, first and foremost, we're going to use wires to make those connections, but then it's going to be the knowing that we are communicating already. We're communicating with each other. We're communicating with this field of intelligence. It's communicating with us. And when we realize that the power is right within here, that we can take something that may not be to our taste in our life, whether it's our body, whether it's our financial situation, our relationships, and by making the switch in here first, we can affect the entire reality of our lives on the outside. That's the next evolution of our species, and the research that's coming out right now is off the chain fun and great.
Yes, it's amazing. It's very cool, and I can't wait to see what's coming next. And what you said actually has it's a great jumping off point of this conversation. So this, I don't know what you call it, the biofield, that field around us that does connect with each other, that we can connect. We're not even going to need cell phones any longer. I know that some of the people that are really close to my heart, we're always texting each other at the same time or emailing at the exact same time. It's evidenced all over my life. But it's how to do that, what do you call it? Deliberate conscious evolution. So how do we learn how to do that in a deliberate way, John?
Well, the idea that there's a field that we need to connect to, I think is a little bit skewed because we're already connected to it. It's not that we need to connect to it. Mm. It's there's nothing to connect to.
Good
the
point.
Idea is to understand that you have to just become more aware of what is already here. And if you think about this, if you had a radio and you wanted to listen to, let's say, rock and roll, you tune into the station that has rock and roll on it, and you'd go, let's say, to 92.5. They've said, you know what, I really don't want to listen to rock and roll. I want to listen to punk rock. You go, well, that's at 98.1. And what awareness allows you to do is realize that all of the levels of the spectrum of light and sound and information, we're in it. And we can use this brain of ours that's been evolving for a few hundred million years, and we can deliberately learn how to tune it into the station, the frequency of resonance that we want to be in. And when we do that, we block out all of the other stations, just like you do on a radio station. You block out all the other stations. And so it's just a matter of becoming aware that for whatever reason, we're tuned into a certain frequency of health, a certain frequency of wealth, a certain frequency of relationships. And if we are not content with those results or frequencies, why not learn how to use the tool better, which is your brain that's been evolving for 500,000 years, the reptilian brain, the limbic brain, the neocortex, and learn how to get that in alignment and in congruency with the things that you want in your life. And when you learn how to do that, it's a skill that you learn, you all of a sudden change your perception, you change your reality. And when you make that new vision and new idea more real than your current reality, that's when the mirror shows up in the universe and reflects it back to you.
Great, great description. That's great. So it has to start with yourself, and then what the inner work is, then the outer world will reflect. Beautiful. Beautifully said. Yes, that's exactly, that totally encompasses what it is that you're talking about with the entire NeuroGym braining.
Braining.
Can you explain, because I could try, but you're going to be much better at it, what this is, what the entire system is that we're talking about today in our basket of possibilities with the NeuroGym brain training? What exactly is it, so people can understand, and then I'll tell you my experience.
Are you asking about the complete win in the game of money coaching and brain retraining system that we developed?
No. Yes.
Well, the first thing we realized when we did a lot of research, but also in building my own companies, is I had a company many years ago that had 1,500 salespeople, and we had some people that were making $30,000 a year, some making $50,000, some making $75,000, and some making $1 million a year. Even though we had trained all of them on all the skills and strategies that they needed to apply. And when we got stuck at $1 billion in revenue, which was a great place to be stuck at, in sales, excuse me, I wondered, why is it that some people are stuck?
Wow.
And what really came out of the discovery was that they didn't believe that they could achieve more. They knew that they had the information, but they didn't believe it. So either they didn't feel like they were worthy, they didn't feel like they were smart enough, they didn't feel like they were good enough, and therefore their behaviors matched their beliefs, and their behaviors matched their habitual way of thinking and feeling and doing. And so we did a little experiment, and this goes back almost 20 years now, and we took 75 of those agents. We said, listen, we want to work with you on retraining your belief system, retraining your habits, and then teaching you some emotional mastery skills so that when you have a fear of disappointment come up, disappointing yourself or disappointing your spouse, you know, we're going to teach you a skill to let that disappointment go. We're going to teach you a skill that will help you when you feel like you're afraid of failing or afraid of succeeding. We're going to teach you this skill on emotional mastery while we help you create new beliefs of possibility, create new habits of productivity, and we teach you the emotional mastery skills to get through the change. And what I mean by change is this. When somebody goes from, let's say, an income making $30,000 to $50,000, there are changes that are happening within them, but there's also changes happening in their environment. And whenever there is a change, the sensors in your brain pick up that deviation and actually cause you to stop doing what you're doing because you're out of your comfort zone. That's what sabotage is. So we will either blame the outside world or we will blame ourselves, and that's called shame. Shame is blame turned inwards. So we'll be ashamed that we're doing better than our friends. We'll be ashamed that we might be doing better than our family is. And so all of these things are happening neurologically. And so we developed a product to help people retrain their brain around their beliefs, their habits, their emotions, and their perceptions. That was part one of the program. The second part of the program that we realized was that there were people that had the beliefs but they didn't have the knowledge or the skills. And so what was causing them to feel like, I'm not smart enough, I'm not good enough, I don't have confidence, I don't have certainty, is they really didn't have the knowledge or the skills. So we said, okay, well, let's upgrade your knowledge and your skills so you have a little bit more confidence, you have a little bit more certainty, and let's get you to take some actions to build your action-taking muscle. And so we created that as part two of the program, and then we realized that in all of the research in the world, the people who do the best aren't the ones who try it on their own. It's the people who are actually in a community of people who are trying or doing the things that they want to do. And so we created an environment, because there's nine environments that are critical in order for people to be able to feel like they have the best chance of growth. And so we created an environment for people to ask questions, to get daily coaching, to get daily support, to hear, see, and experience other people who are on the journey with them. So we created this program called The Complete Way in the Game of Money, Success, Coaching, and Brain Retrain Program to help people change from the inside and from the outside supporting them. And that's the program.
I mean, it's truly one of the most comprehensive programs because you literally layer in. And I want you to tell me the difference between what I listened to and now, because I know that you've improved it. But you, in these recordings, and some of them are, you need to listen with headphones, and they use binaural beats, 13 different layers of affirmations, binaural beats, EFT, EMDR, subliminals, all sorts of different programs within that are all layered in the audios that you're listening to. John does storytelling, and he opens loops and teachings, and every single type of modality that I have studied over the years, he put together in one program, which I was really impressed with. And it's all in a subliminal type of format, yet John's taking you through the stories, which is wonderful. Now, how has it changed, and what have you added to that, which was great? And I want to know what is new, if you could, just because this is my own personal exploration here.
Well, as you know, every week we're learning new things around what causes somebody to release a destructive habit and make it easier for them to start a constructive, productive habit.
Okay.
What causes somebody to start and stop something? What causes somebody, you know, to have certain triggers that light up an old pattern that they don't want, and it replaces the pattern that they've been developing for a week or two or three? So we've been consistently doing the research, and we recently finished a study at UCSD here in San Diego at the Brain Observatory, really doing fMRI studies of people who are using our brain retraining technology, and we can actually see the structural changes that were happening in people's brains over, you know, a 30-day, 60-day, 90-day period of time.
Wow.
Taking action and increasing their incomes 50%, 140%, and 350% in the three studies that we did. And what we've done to really enhance the program was stay on the cutting edge of the best evidence-based methodologies to not get people just to start something. One of the discoveries that I know has helped me is the people that I know that may not be the smartest or the sharpest tools in the sheds, they somehow complete things. And a lot of people start things but don't complete things.
Right.
We created a variety of different triggers for people to be able to start and finish what they start. And one of our key themes for this year, and it's going to keep going, is to teach people how to do less better to completion. And so as opposed to, you know, doing and stopping and doing and stopping and buying this program and that program, we really figured a wonderful formula to get people to start and finish. And that's on the latest in behavioral psychology and in habit formation and using that research and putting it into our program so we can help people get the results that they want. And I'm a voracious student, and so I'm always looking to make things better. and I want to understand the science behind it. And fortunately, my brain works in a way that I can deconstruct complex things and make them really simple and then create programs and products for people to follow. And that is the fun part, because our goal is to help hundreds of millions of people around the world with our inner sizing. And so what we also discovered, Lisa, was for some people, let's say you were going to take one person and have them do, you know, 5 hypnotherapy sessions. For some people, it works great. But for other people, it doesn't. But if you put them in a metaphorical story where you're using their creative visualization and imagination part of their brain while you are stimulating other parts of their brain with subliminal messages, for some reason, that works great for them. And the way I think is not one size fits all. And so in our programs, we just did all of the different programs that are out there or the methodologies that are out there and put them into one program so that people will really just flow into the zone of what works for them. And over a period of, you know, 30 days, 60 days, 90 days, we're able to take their brains and really give them the inner size, the workout that it needs in order to expand, open up new horizons, give them more confidence, more certainty, more personal power, let go of the stuff that doesn't serve them, add the personal power that will serve them, and the results have just been phenomenal.
I love that you've done all this brain study at the brain Observatory, and that you've actually been able to study the people that are on this product, because it's interesting, as we talked about at the very beginning of the show, when you change yourself, when you change what's going on in your inner world, the rest of the world becomes a vibrational match for what it is that you have changed inside of you. You're not fixing anyone else, nor are you blaming anyone else. I have a very dear friend who happens to have this pattern of sabotage. Brilliant, brilliant artist. And he is an inventor, and product after product after product, he has the same failure at the contract level with his suppliers or with his vendors or with his potential buyers. He gets stubbed up on this, they're going to want it out, they're going to take it from me, they're going to own it, I'm not going to make any money. And I mean, he's been this close 3 times with life-changing inventions, and this person is my brother, who I love so much and I see is so freaking brilliant. And I just, and I've talked to him about this pattern, but he can't hear it. And so he's not going to really get over that. And he's so brilliant. And so I want him to change that. I really do want him to just get off the fact that someone's going to screw him over and that he's going to really just change people's lives with his products. And so I'm just passionate about that.
Things that I'll help you help your brother with right now and everybody else who's watching. Number one, he is involved or caught up inside something called repetition compulsion. So we develop these neural patterns that once they become automatic, even if they're not what we want, there's something called repetition compulsion, and we have this compulsion to repeat it. So we have this compulsion
to... What is that?
It's the compulsion to repeat a pattern even if it's negative.
And so is it a brain chemistry thing? Is it a – what is it?
We become addicted to the repetition even though it's not what we want. And so if you think about the 3 different layers of the brain, we can talk to your brother about it and he'd go, yeah, that's what's happening to me. And he could logically and rationally understand that. And that would be his neocortex, the new genius part of the brain that's been developing for about 40, 50,000 years, will logically understand that. Then there's the emotional side of the brain, the limbic brain, that's been 100 to 200,000 years in evolution, is going to be, you know, triggered to feel those emotions. But then the reptilian part of their brain and the cerebellum, where is the seat of our consciousness and where our implicit behaviors are and our implicit beliefs are, that is going to drive all of the loop again. So even though you talk about it, even though you learn about it, even though you feel that that's right, you're going to go back to repeating what is conditioned at the unconscious implicit part of the brain, and that's repetition compulsion. And one of the things that's really critical, number one, is to become aware of that. That, oh my God, here I am doing it again. So there's people, for example, that make money, and then they lose it, and then they make it, then they lose it, then they make it. And what they're doing is repeating a pattern that makes them actually feel good about themselves because they keep saving themselves.
Because they're right.
Saving themselves. And then there's other people who keep destroying themselves, and that makes them feel like they're at their level of performance and what they're habitually used to getting. And so one of the things to realize is that we can interrupt that pattern through recognizing it, reframing the need for us to have that pattern in our lives, learning releasing techniques of the emotions that keep us stuck in the loop because we're all addicted to our emotions, and then retraining our brain with a new pattern of thought, emotion, and behavior. And through repetition of a new thought, we lower the firing need of the neurons that are keeping us stuck in a loop, and we create a new neural pattern. We make that the new default.
So now, how do you do the releasing part, which I totally am tracking you, and for our listeners, that he just explained the program about identifying it, becoming aware of it, releasing it, starting the new neural pathways, and reforming the new bundles. So how are you doing the releasing part of it?
Now, there's a variety of different ways to release, and whenever we have a pattern, if we have a thought, like if I asked everybody right now, you know, to think of me standing in front of a whiteboard or a blackboard and, you know, taking my fingernail and crying down. Some people just go, ooh, don't do that. Well,
right.
I'm in front of my computer. There's no blackboard here.
Okay, you're right.
So I just triggered your neurons, your memory just triggered and released the exact chemicals as if that was happening and was real.
Totally.
What if we could reframe that? And what if we could say, okay, when you feel that, I want you to recognize the feeling. I want you to just be aware of it and take 5 or 6 deep breaths in and out and observe the feeling leaving you.
Okay.
And what we know about an emotion is if you allow yourself to observe an emotion, it'll last 90 to 120 seconds. But if you actually feel what you're feeling that may be unpleasant, and I don't think of emotions as pleasant or good or bad. They're pleasant or unpleasant to varying degrees. And so some make us feel good, some make us not feel good. But if we can observe the emotion and realize that we are not the emotion, we are not the thought,
okay,
we're not the behavior, we can observe the emotion, and through some breathing exercises, we can actually release that emotion and then move on to a deliberate, conscious, new thought. And so what so that's just a simple way of doing it. But the first and most important part of it is you have to be aware of the pattern that is destructive or unpleasant first.
Yes.
And realize that you are not that pattern, but your brain is addicted to it, and so is your identity.
It's interesting. You can do that with so many different things. So I invite you to go to, everyone listening, to go to the website, which is theawareshow.com/John, J-O-H-N. And you can go and see this. It's called the NeuroGym Brain Training. And this is, and I will say, it's a $995 offer, which we don't typically do on The Aware Show. And I'll tell you two reasons why that we decided to do this. First of all, because this is a product that I have used for the past 6 years. I think you came up with it, a part of it, in 2011, and then have completely perfected it since then. And for that time, I have used this product so many times to make significant changes in my life, and I am so excited about what's new. So first of all, I know that this works because I have personally done it. Second of all, it is a huge, comprehensive product. As I said, John layers in all of the brain science, all of the observation that he's done around this package to make it work, but layers in 13, probably more techniques at this point, because it was 13 when I tried it, and instructional videos. One of the ones that he just talked about, which I watched, it's a part of this offer, which is really cool, which was how to get more done without doing more. What was it again? It was
time. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was extremely, and then also to completion. So there's a whole part of this that addresses procrastination and why we don't either start them or don't finish them, these projects that we want to do to the fullest. Now, you can read a book about this, go to a seminar about this, but these techniques literally layer in 13 or more different brain entrainment technologies that access the subconscious mind, allow you to release patterns and habits that no longer serve you, and then move forward into the direction, into the future of patterns that do serve you. That implodes the old and it builds the new neural networks. And that's what's so exciting, because when you move forward anywhere into the realm of possibilities is where the most coherence occurs in the brain. And that's what we want to do, is we want to get everyone into that same exact pattern of creating something new. And you're smiling in such a sweet way. You're smiling like you're a proud father.
Why I'm smiling is what we have done in the program in the last several years is we have added so many dimensions to it.
Cool.
There's about 100 hours of video training.
Wow.
In the program now with, I mean, phenomenal, phenomenal training. There's manuals, there's workbooks that people are using with their families and their employees. So there's the brain training part of it is a 9-level system with the most advanced technology, proprietary technology in the world, and many evidence-based methodologies. And what's beautiful is the brain retraining program is, if people can imagine me being in their brain every day for 30 minutes guiding you on guided hypnotherapy sessions, guided visualization sessions, guided meditation sessions, subliminal programming to reprogram your brain with the most advanced beliefs and habits for highly productive behaviors that will help you make 2, 3, 4, 5 times more income than you want.
Totally.
I also added something that is access to me for a whole year. Every single day I give people guidance every day in my private community. And the whole package, I know you mentioned it was $995 for the people that are watching. The retail package of everything we've put together is over $16,000.
Oh, well, I believe it. I totally believe it, because there's a part there also where you start off with the beginning training and it builds, the program builds, so that the end of the program, it is like your brain is working at a higher capacity I think my brain has ever worked. It was like do 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 do, and you could feel the brain completely firing in different areas of the brain. It's so awesome. It's so lit up. It is. I can't even explain the feeling, but it's like you're operating at massive high octane in your brain, which is exciting for me, because I think the brain has unlimited potential. I have damaged my brain, rebuilt my brain, and continually have to do that all the time, or else my brain would revert back to the sleep patterns that it was in certain cortexes. So I need to constantly keep my muscles in my brain trained. This is how I live.
What's interesting about what you just said is you're referring to level three A, B, and C. When Dr. Richard Davidson from the University of Madison in Wisconsin did some work with the Dalai Lama and many of his senior monks who've meditated for 50,000 hours on average.
Wow.
The research that came out from that was that for the first time in the history of our species, they were able to measure a gamma brainwave in a human. And that may not sound like much to people, but gamma frequencies are in outer space. It's the most powerful frequency in the universe. And they were baffled as to how in the world did the monks generate these gamma frequencies in their brains. And they were in one of the highest known vibrations in the universe. And these individuals, as I mentioned, meditate for 50,000 hours on average. And
wow.
So I asked myself, okay, is it possible to slow down your body but speed up your mind into this hyper-focused space? And the answer is, Yeah, you can, because of the brain entrainment technology that's available today. Your brain, if you put a frequency, you know, a certain frequency in the right ear and a certain frequency in the left ear, it will entrain to that frequency. So we took this gamma frequency and we said, let's see if we can get people's brains to that level. And during that level of high octane frequency, could we give them the beliefs and habits of, let's say, multi-millionaires? Could we help them shatter any of the old patterns that they had from childhood traumas or life challenges or fears or doubts or anxieties? And I can tell you, we've had almost 50,000 people that have been using our programs are going, whatever it is you have in that program is changing me from the inside out, and I can actually feel like I'm a different person.
Yep.
We're taking the best research, creating products, using technology and methodologies, and that's what's working.
You'll find yourself going to do the same thing and forgetting it or not getting there or somehow, I mean, it's unbelievable where you'll blow off a workout. You'll find yourself ready to go and excited about your next workout. Well, you'll be addicted to the comfort foods. You'll find yourself going, why would I want to put that in my body? I mean, it's really, really interesting because this is it's subconscious change. So you're not going through this conscious talk therapy for years and years and years about sabotaging relationships, dating the wrong guy, you know, breaking up before when it gets close, all those fabulous patterns. You get to actually choose the right person in the beginning and choose the person who's going to have that lasting, faithful, long-term quality. I mean, you find yourself doing things that are surprising because the conscious mind, it goes, wait, we used to do this differently. You could actually have that full conversation with yourself. But it's like the astronaut brain, too. I mean, think about how long an astronaut trains in order to operate all the different things they have to operate and deal with the different, you know, gravity no longer there and food not the way they were used to. I mean, think about all the things an astronaut has to deal with. That's peak performance. I mean, that is high-octane brain living, and I think it's fun. I think it's exciting. I think it's new frontiers in brain science. I think John Assaroff is way ahead of himself where it comes to the future. I mean, you are creating stuff that hasn't even been created yet, and it's exciting. It's very exciting, and so this is why I wanted to share it with you, and I wanted John to come on and show his authenticity and his enthusiasm for this, what he has spent his, you know, greater half of his life creating and developing for people. And the change that you see people create from this is just got to be rewarding.
Oh, God. You know, it's interesting. There was a woman just in the last couple of days, I don't even know her name, and she had said that in our community, she says, you know, I bought the brain retraining program hoping to make more money in my life. I didn't realize how it would affect my relationship in a positive way with my husband and my children and my workers. She goes, I never expected all the side effects, you know, that were so positive in my life. Oh. She goes, so I bought it for money, but it's impacted every other area of my life. And the beautiful thing is when you develop good habits in one area of your life, they affect other good habits in other areas of your life. But if you have destructive or disempowering habits and thoughts and emotions, it affects all other emotions and behaviors as well. And so one of the passions for me is to help people shed. It's a shedding.
Well, it's more than that. It's really truly changing. So brain chemistry, when you have depression, the brain gets addicted to those types of brain chemicals that are, well, the low chemicals in the body, in the brain, and so forth. And it starts to predict the fact that it's going to, you know, produce the same result again. And it actually gets secondary gain and satisfaction after producing that same result over and over again because it gets to be right.
So that's the compulsion part.
Right. So depression, if anybody's ever been in a state of depression, you cannot reason yourself out of it. You can sit there in the mirror and go, how do I get out of this depression? How do I shift? How do I change? And you cannot change the brain with the brain. I've been there. I totally understand that. You could try to talk yourself out of it as much as you want. when you really truly start to impact the brain chemistry through this type of proprietary technology, you don't need the drugs to do it. I'm not telling anyone to get off their medication, but this was my experience. This was my personal experience, is that I would get in that spiraling chemical whatever pool, and it wouldn't be something I could get out of. When I would actually go then lay down, go, all right, 10 minutes of this, I know I can shift, turned into 20 minutes, and then shift started happening. So then I started listening to it at morning and at night and then certain times during the day. It is unbelievable how you can truly change the brain chemistry like the drug would do. It's really, it's trippy. I don't even know how else to explain that. That's weird. I mean, that's amazing.
Yeah, the thing to remember is your brain is the biggest pharmacy in the world. And so when you have a positive thought, you're actually releasing neurotransmitters and into your blood, into your entire body. When you have a negative thought, it correlates with a negative neurotransmitter. And so the more you have positive thoughts, the more you have an image of what it is that you want, the more you can emotionalize that, the more that you can actually see yourself with a new you and really start to believe it and really start to feel it, that's when things start to change. And here's part of the challenge, Lisa, is we've really never been taught how to do this. We've heard about it, but when was the last time you took a course on mastering your emotions? When was the last time you took a course on upgrading your skills to deal with fear of failure? Well, we know it's there. We intellectually know it's there, but we have to not just know it at the logical, rational part of the brain. We have to actually feel it at the emotional part of the brain, and we have to counter the reptilian parts of the brain that want us to stay in our comfort zone, because anytime we're out of our comfort zone, it works like a sensor in your room that's trying to keep the temperature the same temperature. Once the setting is set, your brain's responsibility, in addition to keeping you alive, is sensing any deviation from your comfort zone. Now, you could be miserable and comfortable. You could be totally happy and comfortable. And the key is to teach or retrain the reptilian brain that change is okay, that you're actually doing it for your gain, and you have to gain control over your body's natural desire at an unconscious level to protect you. But most people aren't thinking that their body's trying to protect them. They are just having the doubts and the fears and the anxieties and the rationalizations, which is the rational lies they tell themselves to stay stuck in their current reality.
Huh. So by helping, lies.
Yeah, helping people become aware of the process, just by doing that, they go, oh, I see what you're trying to do, you know, having me eat this thing that I shouldn't be eating. I see what you're trying to do, stopping me from making the calls that I want to make or doing the marketing I want to do or starting my side business and charging more for my services. Your brain doesn't care. It wants to keep you in your comfort zone, and you have to become aware of whether you want to stay stuck there or you're now ready to let it go and create a new reality for yourself. And if you're going to create a new reality for yourself, you have to line up the thinking, the emotions, and the behaviors with the new result long enough to make that the new comfort zone.
That's beautifully said, and I get it. And I think that, so in terms of what I was saying about the price point, so think about how long you have been creating the same results but expecting something different. And how much has that cost you in the long run? How much have you spent on seminars and going to weekends with traveling and flights and hotel rooms and all of that to then go back to being done with the seminar a week out and you are back in the same habits and patterns that you were before? A lot of knowledge, but it actually hasn't gotten into the neurology and into the subconscious. So this is basically taking all of that information and putting it into this course. Now, it's more than a course. It's a community. You're involved in a community here. You're with other people. You can talk about issues that come up for you. You can see other people's successes for real. Chat with them yourself. Talk with John several times as well and get live feedback from people in the community doing it. I find that very valuable because I like communicating with like-minded people. Sometimes you can even collaborate with them on various things that you want to do together. I mean, it's really kind of neat. And I'm sure that there's a whole other level of engagement when you get together in those types of communities. Right, John?
Absolutely. Yeah, I go into the community 5 times a day, 6 times a day. I'm on my iPhone, you know, talking to people, you know, in the community and answering questions. And my experts are in there as well. And my team is in there. And when you give people the support and you upgrade their knowledge and skills and you have them really develop the new beliefs and new habits and new perception about what's possible for them and then show them how to get there, we know that it takes, you know, anywhere from, you know, a minute to, you know, 200 days to develop a new habit. And so what most people are looking for is the support to be able to get through the challenging times, the support to be able to make the switch cost, the support to help them from a move from where they are to where they want to be at their pace without feeling any blame, any shame, or any guilt. And that's really the environment that I wanted to create. And that was to give people the tools and the resources and the environment for them to be able to go at their pace and make the changes necessary so that ultimately they can feel like their life has purpose, they feel like their life has meaning, they feel like they're making a difference. And what that ultimately leads to is they feel proud of themselves. And that's why I say that my goal is not to help people buy our programs, it's to help them complete our programs and transform their lives predictably.
Interesting. How many people are in the community now?
There's about 5,000 people in there as of this morning.
Great. And then those people, this is also very cool because John used to do like one-on-one coaching with people back in the day. This is like having your own brain coach, but accessible full-time. Accessible all day long with the chats and the community and the online programs and everything like that. It's not 1 hour a week where you get to meet with your coach. This is something that's times 10, a zillion of that, because you get community, you get access, you get videos, you get the brain entrainment technology, you get live chats, you get information where you're really feeling like this is something that could literally be accessible to you 24/7.
It is
very cool.
There are people from all over the world that are retraining their brain. They're watching our videos to upgrade their knowledge and skills. They're coming on to some of the, you know, events that we do online. They're in the community, making friends, getting accountability partners. It's really a life transformational program we put together, and to just put my life's work into it.
Absolutely, and that's key, is that John has put his life's work into this, and he lives and eats, lives, and breathes this information. This is what he does. He doesn't have another job. This is his life. And that is really cool because I know you, and I know whatever you put your mind to gets accomplished. You just told me that you've been vegan for the last 2 years since I've spoken with you last, and I think that's just amazing. It's a wonderful lifestyle and a commitment, and it takes dedication and mindfulness and preparing every meals, and it's great. Yeah.
Well, you know, as I mentioned, I use all of our brain retraining programs on me first. And so I create them for me, and I've invested millions of dollars in the research and in the technology and trying and consultants and world-renowned experts. And
I have something. People might not know this about you, but your parents, if you don't mind my saying, you once told me that your father only made it to grade 3 and 4. I mean, this is something that you didn't have. You were not raised with this. I mean, you really have self-taught yourself and made yourself, and I think that's amazing.
Well, what's interesting is, yeah, my father went to grade 5. My mother went to grade 3. I left high school in grade 11, and they thought I was ADHD. And today what I know that I was then was more attention deficit, not hyperactive. I was never hyperactive, but I was absorbing information so fast I'd get bored. And so they leave me alone. And then as soon as I got out of school, I just became – the only two subjects I did well naturally in school were biology and chemistry. And as soon as I got out of school and I got my hands on personal development material about learning about the brain and biology and learning about quantum physics and neuroscience and the interaction between the two, I was hooked. And so for 30 years now, I've just been absorbing an inordinate amount of information and learning and hiring some of the most successful thinkers and researchers in the world. And fortunately for me, I was able to build several pretty successful companies.
Yeah.
Took one public on NASDAQ, sold one, and then 5 years ago I started my new company in really connecting with the latest brain researchers and the best methodology creators, and took all of what I knew and created programs for myself and my immediate friends and family. Mm-hmm. And then people started, I said, well, can we get it? Can we get it? Can we get it? And I said, well, sure. And I started to sell my programs and then just started adding more and more and more layers to it to create just what I believe is one of the most powerful transformational programs in the world that anybody can use.
I think that's so cool. I'm so glad that you told us a little bit about that, and I've done past interviews with you about that, about your story. It's quite impressive. So literally you do not have to be, born with a silver spoon in your mouth. You can literally create anything from any situation without the excuse any longer. It doesn't need to be there. You can recreate yourself. In this day and age, we know enough, and we're learning more about the brain science of how that's possible. So I am passionate about your information and what you have contributed to the world and how you really help people change, John.
Thank you.
So once again, I'm going to invite people to the website, which is theawareshow.com/John, J-O-H-N, and check out the NeuroGym Brain Training Program. It's comprehensive beyond. I mean, you will go into a world of total possibilities, and it is full on, and it's exciting. And there's also, you won't stop the program, because in the program, it's designed to get rid of procrastination and to get rid of that incompletion thing and to keep you going into the state of what you want to create. All this is based on your goals. You get really super clear about what it is that you want. You wind up accomplishing your goals in the first 3 months, and then you start with new ones. It's really interesting. It's really fun. So I want to say thank you. This is truly the best of this type of product that I know of. That's why I've used it. So has my husband for years and years. And I can't wait to get into the new stuff and meet all the community members and everything. I've never even played on that level, which is going to be fun.
You'll be blown.
I know, right?
Yeah. The other thing, Lisa, that we've done is there's always a 30-day money-back guarantee for anybody who may be sitting on the fence wondering, is this for me? Should I try it out? And we give people access to everything as opposed to, just here's a little bit of it. We give people access to everything. And if after 30 days or within 30 days you say, this isn't for me or it's not working, which is very, very few people, we give full refunds as well. So we take all the risk.
Cool. And then, so, I mean, it's worth it in terms of being a value of $16,000. I get it, because of the amount of years and the research. And I mean, it's probably cost you a lot more to put something like this together. I mean,
hundreds of thousands of dollars in putting this together.
Yeah.
Tens of thousands of research hours by world-renowned experts that helped in the creation of this. And we just keep making it better and better and better.
That's the cool thing, too, is that once you're in this community, anything that John adds on to this program, you're automatically grandfathered into, which is really super cool. I've noticed that about in the past. So, all right. Well, once again, go to the website, which is theawareshow.com/John, and you will be able to see everything on there. Dive in, experience it. There's bonuses. There's the winning the game of money. There's achieving your life's goals and dreams, so you really get clear about that. Values-based living, which is huge. I mean, it just goes on and on. How to get more done in less time, which is a great video. And you also listen to the brain entrainment technology before you watch these videos so that you can hear them and hear different parts of them a lot easier. There's the daily coaching and support, which is great. The in-depth personality strengths and success profile assessment, which is great because you really learn about yourself there. And how you work and what your leads and so forth. And then all of the interviews that John's ever done with all these great brain scientists and people in his on his in his world that he's learned from, and you get to learn from as well. So take it on. It's an entire education, as well as a brain entrainment technology, as well as connection with other people. So thank you so much, John. I appreciate you being here, and it's really, really great to see you again.
Thank you, Lisa. It's great to see you, and I hope that I added some value to the people that are watching. It's been absolutely wonderful.
Absolutely, absolutely. I would say, you know, we could go through a process, but we can't, because it is so deeply layered that people just have to listen to it to experience it. So go to the website, theawareshow.com/John, and until next time, I invite everyone to stay aware. Thank you.